piece of the
rock and roll. Thank you, Cleveland.
Nice show.
Uncle Cookie kept you awake, huh?
Have a great show.
Damn it, Rob.
You better come up, Sebastian.
Planful as possible.
It's just one more night, one more show. Just finish what you started.
I'm not sure when I'll be able to finish the film. I'm teaching special effects in the film and video. It's a way to sort of create magical or fantastical elements in a movie. Like, we could film me walking and take that footage and suddenly an explosion happens behind you.
Get the live action made for a good price, and these are very low budget films.
I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if this is going to keep transmitting. I'm in the bathroom.
Look at all them pretty.
I'm in the bathroom now. I don't know if it's working.
Don't they look good?
Yeah. The headquarters of the National Security Agency. The headquarters of the National Security Agency.
But I'm going to stop for a minute and I'll be back.
You're the closest thing I have to the phone. I am the phone. I think he's a sheep. I think she's a changer. Go and find her. You go ahead. Look.
The Constitution.
Security agency is finally almost here.
Okay, I'm coming out of the bathroom now.
The United States.
Learn anything from all these words about it out there, whether it's looking, you know? Kick the cat, see the cat love, kick the geese, read. Remember, you left out a very important thing about this.
What? Well, now, that's what they're accusing me of, but I didn't do it.
They just one thing that makes a bad different from an apartment.
No, me. Carlito, the guy over there says you have to pay.
What guy is that?
The guy in the red. Excuse me. Is something wrong with the check?
Tell me this huge data center in Utah.
Collects why you started collecting salt
and has clearance to bug the systems of individual citizens.
I'm not asking for trouble, but if they do, they know they have far bigger trouble.
Some people have things hung all over their beds, and that's not
good. I started collecting more, worse. Shakers.
We have a wonderful meeting, or you have a wonderful phone conversation. I think you should ask. We actually, you know, that was the second thing. Trillions and trillions of dollars in value.
And they had some salt.
I didn't threaten anybody.
So I thought,
it's all a hoax.
I just think.
And I mean, no push, no pressure, no nothing.
So that's
you take a look at that call. It was perfect. It's very tough. It's very tough. It's going to be. It's very tough. It's very tough. I didn't do it. There was no quid pro quo. That's pretty dangerous stuff. Gee, we're going to release your call. The fake news.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We don't like it. Can't let it happen. Nobody's even close.
2, 3, 4, 5.
What year was that?
And he's very happy because I think he just broke a record.
This was number 9.
What year is it?
It's disgraceful. He finally gets me. I don't know.
From the beginning.
that bother you?
Okay, so as you can see,
this event is being video recorded. I didn't know that.
In the background.
Doesn't any of that bother you?
I wonder which door I should go through.
Rotoscoping can be pretty tedious.
So,
I love it.
Yeah. Show.
Which one do you suggest?
Prince?
Would you kill Prince if we both asked you to?
Penguins. Bogies. Got a face on both sides. That's unusual.
Fear, stimulus, that's how it works.
I could look at these all.
America has been a nation of...
Hello? Anyone?
As the President of the United States...
How would you know that's what a monster looks like?
I'm a monster.
You're a monster.
Calm down.
No.
I will not. We created a monster.
Let's get lovey-dovey.
Oh, basically Frankenstein, Dracula, Left Man, the Mummy, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. There's also Pinkham too, but he's not really a monster. I like all of them, but I guess Left Man's my favorite because he changes into it.
Dracula changes into a bat.
That's true.
Some kind of monster.
No, I can't.
You can't believe it. It's all some kind of monster. No, I can't believe that.
Okay. I'm not hungry, and I'm tired.
Stand here among so many great leaders of our past.
Jump into our net. You will be rearranged. This is the Universal Media Network.
Do you believe in God?
What gave you that one, Grandma?
Question two. Do you believe in God?
No. Yikes.
These are guns.
God made a mistake.
Shooting guns, I don't know.
So does this mean there is a God?
God don't like ugly.
You know, I remember when I was little.
What about God? Is it just fucking God?
It's not funny.
Let's touch God this time, boys.
God doesn't exist. God doesn't exist.
I can see both of you.
When you were little, you just so kind of...
But is he credit this little miracle?
...to the God where they were and wanting to get them.
Who do you think God raised him?
No,
an even bigger God. One person who I really have to thank is God.
Okay, so subject writing.
Who's dead?
You don't really believe in God.
Generally, you want to have at least 8 to 10. At least 5 feet. But 8 to 10 is
God
ideal.
Me.
Between your subject.
Yeah. And everybody's sorry. Abner was sorry for dragging me all over this earth looking for his little bits of junk. I'm sorry to still be stuck in this dive. Everybody's
sorry. It's a waste
of
time. There is no God.
Hey, Grandma.
There is no God. There's no God. There's no God.
I think I'm almost done with
the tunnel. Bronze medallion, Mary. I'm just going to give it to you.
Why, God, why?
Okay, where's you?
That's some sort of... Say hi, and ask how you're doing.
Don't worry. I'm not asking
for it. I'm glad to hear it.
Good to talk to you,
Mary. Good to talk to you.
God chose us.
Bye.
Bye.
We're down to two screens.
How about you go down?
Oh, baby.
I believe he hung up.
Well, he was here in the hall mix, too. So like
he was... Hell, you still here? No.
Enough pretending.
Does anyone want to call him back?
I mean,
I think we're good.
He kind of did the...
I think he's done.
He did his time, right?
Well, you talked to him for a good hour.
What?
Good hour.
Move me up back.
Yeah. Why don't you get a few hours of rest?
He said Crom has developed a cookie small world that he planned. Cookie fingered out glows from radiation sink.
I'm gonna check on the cookie. I promise I'll be good.
Get some sleep.
Promise. It's like quotes.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
Let's get some sleep.
Say it again.
What?
Crack it down, children.
Oven roasted breast, top. Would you have any gravy?
No, of course they do.
But of course. The great. That grace is now for a limited time on your choice of food. At Subway, the place where food is the taste.
One of the ways Ryder makes your move easier is driving truck Ryder.
Here is the entire universe, and here is me.
Starts behind the eyes, goes behind the head.
I get the stress headaches, I get
starts behind the eyes, goes behind the eyes.
My head is getting tired.
Starts behind the eyes, goes the eyes. Starts behind the eyes, starts the eyes. Starts behind the eyes.
States on this unique joint appearance.
We have to get the very most out of our economy. I agree with Senator Kennedy completely on that score. Where we disagree is in the means that we would use to get the most out of our economy.
I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist and this guy's a liar.
Mr. Nixon, would you like to comment on that statement?
I have no comment.
I think Mr. Nixon is an effective leader of his party. I hope he would grant me the same. The question before us is, which point of view and which party do we want to lead the United States?
Take a look at my Twitter account. If I'm elected president, we will win and we will win and we will win. Thank you.
I'm not satisfied until every American
Quiet.
Has as much chance to get through high school as a white state.
All lives matter.
Senator Kennedy and I are not in disagreement as to the aim. We both want to help the old people.
I don't believe in big government, but I believe in effective governmental action.
Kennedy, he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. This hour has gone by all too quickly.
What's your behavior on the street? Well, Chief, wait a minute, you know. And he said, well, tell me what happened at 12th and Market, which is where that first car stopped.
70,100 and something.
What's their choice?
It's a different reality.
Anything you see fit in this festival, it could be internal reflection and also physical reflection of the piece itself.
So we're using the fire as a tool to elicit and create emotional responses.
Oh, I
think fire. I've taken a lot of listening and create what we needed here from responses in people. The burning as a tool to map the lead for those artists with responses. You think of the art in that way as a tool to elicit the art of the background. Lots of training so that I can become using the fire as a tool for using the fire. I've taken lots of training. You know, every year a tool to think of the art in that to work with all the fire things every year.
Silliness in the beginning, and I think it still carries through where anything is possible. You know, one person created something, and then five more went, if they did that, I could do.
Stay
away. The idea of something being permanent, right? You make a piece of art and it's permanent.
Why does the bow's battery
theater and another failed show under his belt, Stewart was hardly a familiar face.
There was no separate building. The first grader went to the same school as
show to start now.
We can help you with that.
Well, I'm not receiving you.
Check out your red light.
My red light is on.
Behind your book, is there one? Oh, I guess not. Now I hear you. But I was realizing I was hearing you. My earphones were muffling your voice.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm me. And he's here.
That's puzzling evidence right over there.
I know, we have to fix this radio show. It's just some people babbling on about something.
For a show, so they can't listen to the show.
That's what they can't possibly the
concentrate on stuff listening to this.
He has it broken down by the precinct. Who is listening?
Yay! Well, how about just Poltergeist in general? You could just play the Poltergeist soundtrack and say, "Oh, well, that's what we meant to do."
Yeah, Carol Ann. And you know,
Carol
they're probably
listens to the show.
Well,
she lives in Florida now.
You know, there's probably dead Indians under here too. Dead Indians inside the drywall of this building.
Probably.
Plus, we're able to show brings to you the finest and something that we can't describe very easily.
In ever so much more so. The stuff that makes
Every
everything
week.
So much more than it already is.
You know, I mean,
this show is 50% more than most shows.
It gives you more of the indefinable muchness of the show.
And that's the part that people like the most, I think.
They do. They like a full quantity of bulging muchness. You have dead air.
The 5 pound bag stuff.
That would be uncomfortable as well as
you. Bags, buckets, boxes, things that contain the show in are hard to imagine.
Yes, the hippogriff, part griffin and part horse. And it was on this flying beast that the hero, Gutierrez, threw Angelica, who was chained naked by the ocean where the sea dragon was coming to devour her. The hippogriff could hover as well as he's smooching, he's making the kissy sound.
The little kissy sound. Let's go to your whole life.
Now it's a comedy routine. Believe me, it's not funny when you're out there contending with the living dead and trying to get into the building.
Hello there. I'm the Make Believe Man. Make Believe will be everything I want.
Same algae
in the middle of the flower.
Sexual reproduction may also occur.
I do think New York.
What's this?
I do think New York City is a crucial part of gathering a sociological understanding of people.
And Kissy does.
It's really like
Kissy worked Wednesday.
I always feel so apprehensive. I never know whether it will
humanity.
What's this?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to worry about that soon enough as I go back. And
we do a lot of things to, like, assimilate or blend in. But at the end of the day, we are just kind of like these weird, fleshy creatures.
There was another call. Now, how could I do it?
Adjusting the tone on the kissing.
It's not a high-tone thing.
Okay, I'll just bleed it off then, you're right.
And besides, if it utterly fails, maybe there's some youthful individual who will come out.
Let's see. I observe all the time, and then just like
I do it.
Release.
Let's see.
Hours of observation.
Wait a minute.
A world of apps, and then we rate them with kisses.
You know what?
The kissy app. I get it.
Just grimace at the little kissy app.
Yeah, even worse, they've got it represented by a little elf or something like that there.
No, I haven't even made it that far into kissy land. Maybe you can play the kissy game.
It looks like a hot dog with eyes. What is that weird thing?
It's the electronic strike that allows you to enter the building. But if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Can't get in your car.
Love it. What do you have?
First up is Haircaster. Now, this one is a real life game.
Life-saving app.
Type of hairdo app.
This is the app kisser.
To be true.
It's
come on.
A rating system ranging from perfect
wrong
to
answer.
Stay home.
I use it. I don't even.
Yeah, that's a good answer for.
Apps.
Yep, that's a good answer for kissy.
Give it this.
Do your show or no? Just stay home.
Oh,
it won't work no matter what.
Sanitary, unhygienic.
All right, so we'll flush that away.
Everyone is always observing each other. I mean, that's just kind of how we exist.
There was another echo. Now, how did I do it?
No. What's this? Wait a minute.
Looks about.
There was another echo.
What's this?
Now, how did I do it?
six.
Let's see.
One little ladder of eight notes.
When I was like a kid, I always fantasized about, like, if I could world build.
Hooray for Congress!
That started just from when I was a kid, and I kind of have been pursuing that. But I think that I meet people that are, like,
That was nine.
Make it ten.
I counted seven.
In all aspects.
Low power.
Low gravity.
Okay, that's good. We'll use that one.
Do you have an ego? Do you have a big head?
One.
I think I have a tiny head. I think that I'm always doubting my own
camera.
I think that there's always kind of like this kind of awareness of how people are seeing you. Not that I'm trying to curb your perception of me, but I'm like aware of
Hang on.
Whoa. I'm finally figured out all of the things that are playing. Whoa. I'm finally figured out all of the things that are playing.
Pretty big shot there. I didn't mean all this to happen at once.
This is Charles Taylor bringing you a comprehensive report on the 1913 automaton. The conflict that has had lasting impacts on our society and technological development. At the turn of the century, the world saw significant technological advancements, including the development of automatons. Throughout the summer of 1913,
asking to ride the show, and attack the show, to combat the automatons, superior firepower and precision.
We don't care, look behind us.
In San Francisco, a massive offensive by the automatons nearly decimated the human defenses. A daring raid by a combined force of soldiers and loyalist automatons managed to turn the tide. These battles were characterized by intense urban warfare. Buildings turned into fortresses. In the southern states, the conflict took on a different form. Vast rural areas employed by human forces against the automatons were struggling to adapt to the open terrain and unpredictable nature.
Looking for a good time?
The Battle of Atlanta became legendary as a key victory for human forces. The strategic use of EMP technology and coordinated attacks successfully repelled a major automaton advance, saving the city from certain destruction. Amidst the chaos, stories of loyalty and bravery emerged. Some older, first-generation automatons, programmed with basic ethical guidelines, remained loyal to their human creators. These loyalist automatons played a crucial role in the conflict, fighting alongside human soldiers in pivotal engagements. In September 1913, a major breakthrough occurred. Allied forces, through intelligence gathering and reconnaissance, discovered the central command unit of the rebellious automatons in California. Decisive assaults planned and executed involving human soldiers and loyalist automatons.
We don't want to talk about
that. No, we have to respect those limitations because they do let us go on the air. Just like we don't want to go through commercial. This is not a situation where we
are not in power.
This money goes into giant baskets that get corrupted out there.
We don't claim to be.
Systematic campaigns were launched to deactivate or repurpose the remaining
this for your show, Wellman. Theme song for Puzzling Evidence starts here. Back me up and erase me.
Oh, flailing like mad.
I know.
I saw this movie.
I think they're a little bit out of control. Whoa, look down, look out.
I'm glad I'm not that poor sack of meat on that
All
track.
Right, you guys, quit talking and get back to work.
Oh, look out. Okay, here comes the head doctor.
That tyrannical
We're never make
jock
quota.
Rob.
What's he doing?
He's removing the organs from every able-bodied man in this
I
operation.
I said knock it off. You're on report. And don't think that union's going to save you.
Ugh. Yes, the Whalemans and the Smiths, they was a feudin'. They have the best damn feud in them there hill.
Keep going. Yeah, I have to find something. I have to find
the Whalemans
signal.
And the Smiths, they put up giant megaliths and spent their evenings taking lots of pills.
Thank God, this feels good. Hand me another pink one.
It weighs hundreds of pounds. You gotta be in shape to pop these pills.
Yes.
What a shape.
You gotta take good care of your body.
And what shape we're in, too, to pop these pills?
That's why a real subgenius uses a Mrs. Slenderall's patented slenderizer. A steely platinum suit, which forces the body into an agreeable contour.
Okay, here we go.
Rock it away! Rock it away! Rock it away!
Sing a song about beans, isn't it?
Beans is magical fruit. What do you mean? What do you say? What do you say?
Oh,
not
I don't have a great idea here. Beans are furry and it weighs about 12 pounds.
Oh, man, I couldn't eat one of those. There's no way.
No, we don't want to eat it. We want you to sing a song about 12 pounds.
It just sits in a chair,
Yeah, just sits in a chair.
Oh, furry, furry beans.
You're up now. Oh, I know. It makes you dizzy to be talking on the phone. Did you get somebody else to dial, or did you figure that out yourself? Oh, it's so amazing here in the future. Yeah, there's Scumbo now, just for you.
Hello, Scumbo.
Hi.
Since then, what's going on?
I was wondering when you were going to get those Scumbo colors.
Yeah, they like listening to her, see?
That's right.
You realize that everyone else, except for you that's listening to the show, is a lonely male, okay? And your very presence on this show is doing something very strange to the listeners.
Yeah, our target audience is the 18 to 24 age group.
The male are the kind of guys with a lot of zits and a big gut and not much else to do except to drink beer but not really be tired and fall asleep.
Maybe shoot nitrous oxide late at night.
That's my roommate.
It brings. That's your roommate? Oh, yeah, talk to
me. Is that a whole bunch of people or what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a humble bunch of people. You got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here, have some coffee.
Have some coffee.
Radio coffee, of course, but...
Radio coffee.
Makes me tighten the throat.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see you.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Here's all
right. I got my screen on.
Okay, look on monitor number 3. You'll see all the greetings. Put on monitor number 7, I just
see.
Here on monitor number 1, of course, puzzling effort.
Wow. Uh-huh. I see.
Oh, how impressive. Oh, how impressive. Yes. Oh, you're a dirty son of a bitch.
We can't help it. It's just our thing, you know?
Yeah, you're
This
fine.
Is the part where the show gets hard, too. You know?
Oh!
Well, the other color...
You're calling my screen.
The other color is much more important than you are, though, so we're going to...
Well, then cut me off, then.
We will. Hi, important caller.
You take hard drugs, right?
Yeah, I take hard drugs.
Like amphetamine?
No, like aluminum, you know.
Aluminum?
Yeah, it has a tensile strength of much, much higher than any pill.
Well, yeah. You're brave enough to talk now.
You've linked up by television with people all over the entire planet.
Wow.
You could have become one with channels that were broadcasting in Nepal, channels broadcasting in Australia.
Wow.
And almost everywhere else.
That would have been cool, because I'd really like to get a job over there.
Over there is a long ways away from here.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
the operations
why I
you'll have
job.
To undergo before you can go there.
Huh?
Quite neat. to say the least. The operations, if you're going to be joining the church, you're going to have to move into the operations like anyone else. I mean, just because you get on this show and nobody else calls and you get to talk for about half an hour, doesn't mean you can't skip the operations and that kind of, the education that you have to receive, and then boot camp, of course, church boot camp.
Church boot camp.
Yeah, yo. Church boot camp, it makes you
boot camp.
You're all scary.
What kind of boots did you got?
A real neat ones.
Yeah. Bright green. They match the glasses.
Well, that's cool. How'd you know I wear glasses?
Well, we want the good stuff, not real glasses and what books you read. I know.
We don't want to know what you're...
I am too.
Astrology. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, here, I'll lay down next to you here. Okay.
Hot and greasy.
Oh, we're going to get hot and greasy again?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm on the 28-hour day here. Yeah. I don't know, you guys
I'm
must have signed up for the wrong program.
We've been using the wrong probes again?
I'm adjusting right now.
Oh.
Stuff is down.
Okay, here's the music. Two and three. This is the aerobics part. Here we go.
Exercise is moving.
Right. It's falling down the front.
Spasm.
Throw your body around on the floor. Jerk harder and harder and harder. Okay, we're washing the little A-bomb bodies now.
Ooh, are they like radiating?
Yes. They're so happy when we stroke their little fins with a sponge.
I bet they just feel love and insight.
Exactly. But we can never join a little warhead with them because you know what would happen then.
So much for that.
Could you guys do something about that? The needle's going way up into the red.
Okay, just pull the red thing right there. Yeah, right there. There you go.
That was a
better, huh?
No!
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I know it'd be on the show forever. Makes me sick.
Black improvement.
Well,
gag me with a raccoon.
Oh, gag me with a ginto.
Gag me with a with some iguanodon.
There he goes. Yeah, see, now you're all clean.
Well, yeah, but I had to cut it kind of short.
Yeah, I know. It was earlier this evening, and it just wasn't really the right time.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. But sorry about that.
After
the show, because I sleep during the show right now. And the computer.
Yeah, right.
The computer talks to you about stuff.
Oh, one
of them. I'm not having them.
I thought my phone call might help.
If you want a real desperate soul, then call the next show at 7 a.m.
That's true.
Or go to the back room at Cody's.
You don't know what we're talking about? Let me tell you, if you would like something large and round, very big, found between the thoracic and the pelvic area, characterized by a strange umbilical.
Keep your hands off the radio there. Wait a minute. Just keep your hands away from the radio.
It's political. Believe me, it's just purely political. We feel it is. And believe me, it's politically incorrect. Become physically aroused by a phone call from a listener of a listener-supported station.
I do have a good noun for it. They think of our glorious game like a beast with lower pleasures, like a beast with lower pains. I say we like to party, rock the party.
I'm loving the song on the radio.
Yeah,
I'm the radar.
Different
change. Boy, that's the sun coming out there. It's beautiful.
I'll sing my song. Still yellow. Still yellow here.
You're lucky it's not pink. Wait for the pink sunrise.
When it signals the end of the human earth,
when it turns green, spend it. You get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then finally, you don't own an apartment any longer.
The success just swells you to a
glad to hear it.
Inveterate degree, and then you join the show.
Oh, I see. So all of you down the stage already gone through that stage.
The landscaping, all the landscaping's done and everything's all nice.
I
say goodbye forever. It was nice knowing you. I hope you don't destroy the universe with a new pair of shoes.
Until the show.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Hello, replacement caller.
No, Kitty.
Hello, replacement caller.
Is there a product
walking down the street,
Doug? No.
There is, as a matter of fact, because that boy is a full-time doctor. That's right. He's constantly working. There's an orifice.
Actually, there's two of them working shift.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why did the ship across the
room? Because it was stable.
There's a glitter. Did you hear that?
freaks me out.
Blast of the rockets. Okay, so look out, because a blast of the rockets is now...
All right, move those ETs away from the
tail end of those rocket tubes. Live alive, you slap-happy rocket jackies. Clear the path. Yeah, we're blasting off.
So dense.
Okay, guys, remember that this fucking little touch by his lung.
Right.
Who's got the blowtorch? Okay, E.T., take this.
Will they hurt E.T. and make him confused about human
ways? All right, E.T., talk.
Interesting.
Come on, this little alien. This little alien is not going to do any more talking.
Give me that radioactive red hot wrench, Will.
He's made out of... That is key to, like, fleshiness. It's just, like, your wrinkles and gravity.
You're driving across the bridge.
The wrinkles are pretty detailed if you
can go right now.
I don't really tend to project too much personality into them often, but if I had to guess what they would say, I would say...
Here we see her domain. What do we do to the all
like
little
perfect callers?
Well, it looks as if those untutored savages have proved us all wrong, and we have egg on our face as our planet slowly perishes in the freezing cold of sub-zero outer space. I hope it makes those Aztecs laugh and giggle as they watch us from some better plane than this.
I'm sure they will be laughing at us, Dr. Hellas, and take off in a little
stone space. Responding to her.
Yes, a flip chip.
Watching you talk
to me. He will stop
and
speak.
I don't want to shit on New York.
By
really
a method unknown
York,
to contemporary science. Effectively,
need, like,
the first rocket away,
my brain out.
But one to ten.
First rocket away.
Some folks say the old thing's haunted, and all these Aztecs, Muggy Mucks, and Mummies are moving around up there with some sort of evil plans.
In a tiny little cabin. I'm renting from the next 2 days. It is kind of akin to like a tolerance break. I'm curious of how that's going to factor into my speaking stuff. As long as I can go to the diner and see an old guy and give me a piece of cheese on.
How does this work? Anyway, I guess we talk about long enough. It shows up.
They don't work.
Oh,
you have to feed
it. In the Book of the Subgenius, you'll step back to the shadows of time and explore a primeval realm of magical spells and darkest sorcery. You'll meet such legendary wizards as Puzzling Emeralds, who transforms Toadstools into Mahubas and entire quarters into Armageddon. You'll meet the Kabobra, guardian of the Isle of Ego.
I just kind of
wields a wondrous sword called and makes music so sweet it can charm the deepest sorrow. You'll meet Labrides, the greatest and most beloved wizard of all, whose magic sparked the glory that was God's. Look, a host fireflies, or are they alive outside the portal? Things with claws, they're waving and gesticulating, wheezing and leering in
through
the window. Rocket away!
All right, let's get back to the script.
You know, like those, you can have behind if you want.
All right, let's get back to the script.
Okay, well, we're down here at the station, and we're all talking to this gunman down on the street level, and we'll be able to get back to the station out of the parking space, and we're going to hook it up to a Toyota, apparently, and we're going to go to Palm Springs in an hour.
We'll be talking to the second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Yeah. These gunmen are not cheap, so we won't be taking up too much of their time here.
Yes, the second gunman has just come out with his famous book, Draw Hill.
Well, the motorcade's drawing near now, so we're
right in line and right on target to make the world pay attention to our monster problem.
Oh, here we go.
If this isn't your mother, please leave your name and number at the tone.
Helicopter landing site.
I can assure you, gentlemen, that the entire operation is completely safe.
We have a report from the aft deck that there are people living, breathing, and we can see their arms waving out of the porthole from here. Now you'll see camera 6 is swinging around, showing the front end of the bow.
He's projecting into the future, which is a zone coeval with the present.
Once inside, there's two of me.
There's two of me. There's two of everything now, and that's called diplopia.
Continue.
Double vision. Sometimes I don't mind, because I'm always looking around for somebody.
That's right. And remember, over 2,000 shows a year die on the operating table, so that you're insensitive.
But that's how they found out about the relapse.
The good news is
you want to leave us a sample then in a small plastic case outside the dispensary, and we'll go ahead and set you up.
Exactly.
I'll leave it at a phone booth to Tico and Sepulveda.
The doctors are talking about the blood-brain barrier. It's a demyelinating disease. You see, you've got a problem with the electricity in your noggin. I know it's confusing, but try not to flip out or
any form, merely by conjuring up the image in his mind.
You know, you've been in love for 18
years. Mystical powers to ease the forces of righteousness, honor, and virtue, and to shape the splendid vision of his noble pal, the Gabog Fram.
That's the real name, but Gabog Fram's not here, Bob.
No, not being in love.
Get on to
Well, it looks scary at this time of night. Are you sure there's nobody around?
Because multiple sclerosis affects the heads and shoulders, affects the heads and shoulders, knees and toes, eyes and ears and mouth and nose. So you got to follow the rules.
Talk about that.
They're hideous mutants from the minute after.
Play.
They percolated through from that show to this one, and
play
now
around.
They've surrounded us to enact their revenge.
It's important to not take things too serious.
They're almost...
You can't lose your sense of humor.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, I hear they disintegrate real easy.
Here, I'll show you.
Don't get any on you. Don't get any on you.
Then you put it in the oven and burn it. It was a little carbonized piece of matter, and then you just throw it away. And you have all the knowledge
piano,
you need.
Piano.
I don't think he believed me. Hello?
Those natives were scaring that child.
Why'd you hit that guy?
Come on, crap.
I'm sorry. I'm not a child abuser. I'm just a boozer. I'm a roper, not a doper.
Now to you. Good morning. What happened?
I can't believe my generosity. I really want to apologize from the bottom of my heart for that indiscreet remark about the possibility that you might see your own plane earlier this evening.
Number three. Keep moving. Run fast as hell. And if you can't run anymore, then walk.
Holy ball.
And if you can't walk, then crawl on your hands and knees. And if you can't do that, well, then you're going to explode because your spine's spaghetti and your brain's a meatball. And you're at a bicycle on the top of the hill and you're 4 years old and you're about to barrel down at light speed until you crash into the neighbor's fence.
He was in techno boredom, a place that cannot be moved away.
That was Kitty just trying to scratch the tape recorder. You don't say,
no, Kitty, no.
No.
That's not the way to stop a kitty from scratching the tape recorder.
I say, you get down on your knees and you stare your cat in the face and you ask your cat, do you want to have war? You say, probably.
That's all we need to
I don't know what cats say.
Well, I'm certainly glad we had just a moment of rest there.
It's merely down here at the Kendo Labs.
I think it's time to start like the rear rudder moving to the starboard. Do you have a navigational heading for us?
Yeah, I think we do.
Norm by northeast at 214 degrees.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you get that, Navigator?
Yes.
Got some rowdy people here. I'm really sorry.
How can I get an invite to that cat funeral, that cat you just shot up?
Dehydrated.
Let's have that little funeral cat right now.
No maggots will be choked by our
now we live through the life of this cat. His wonderful backyard life as he was fed a can of pet food every day. Led out to where the helicopter would land, but didn't. Until that one day.
The editorializes this riddling way through the ether forever and anon, forthwith, etc. Concerning ways.
roast in a medium baking pan, and then serve to your nearest and dearest relative. It's Cat Ball City.
Little girl on a bike, kitty Ben Reagan with a Nike.
Little kitty,
little kitty. If you think that grosses you out, I think 50 billion kitties and they're all about to spout. Cause Ronnie's got a Nike. Yeah, and Mikey's got a Spikey. And if you're worried about the kitty, you better check your own ass. Little kitty. Just makes you puke.
And it costs a little
kitty.
I think I'm dropping it.
If I don't open the mouth.